Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's 3 o'clock on Dukes and Bell.
I find it interesting.
Thanks for making us your sports station.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It's Dukes and Bell, guys. How are you feeling? You should be feeling real good because Braves are one win away from the World Series. Hawks start their season tonight. We are live at State Farm Arena getting ready for the Mavs. Luka Doncic, Trae Young and company, man. It's going to be fun. It's going to be exciting, and it's just the start of the season. We're going to dive deeper into the Braves and the matchup tonight with Max Fried. It's a bullpen start for the Dodgers. We thought last night they had the advantage. Didn't play out that way. And I don't know what happens tonight, but I love the fact that Fried is getting the ball. Hey, man, we're going to talk to A.J. Terrell here in just a minute from our Atlanta Falcons. He will join us. And Mike, the Falcons and Dolphins, we talked to Coach Art yesterday, and he was saying, look, you know, they did some self-evaluating, some self-scouting while they were off.
Yes, we always self-scout here in Atlanta. That was an old Mike Smith line. But basically, for those who don't know, what does that actually mean? Because that phrase gets used. You're looking at what you do and what are something you're doing that maybe you're trending too much or you're giving teams tells and stuff. So you're not being predictable, for lack of a better word, so they can basically not do that.
Well, and I'll say this. I like what I've seen from the offense the last 3 weeks.
To win without Gage and Ridley, I mean, you know, obviously we want more Pitts, you know, and we love, obviously, the coming out party for Pitts. It's been awesome. But, you know, offense is getting better and better. Offensive line's coming together. And, you know, defense, I know the guy, next guest, Carl, you can't get any stats on this guy because nobody's throwing this way.
Yeah, and that's a positive. It's Dukes and Bell. It's Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Let's talk to A.J. Terrell on the WaitForward.com hotline. A.J., man, what's going on with you? How you doing?
What's going on?
Man, we're doing well, brother. You're playing well. Let's start there. You know, I don't know if you look at all this stuff. Maybe you don't. But the numbers indicate that teams are shying away from throwing your way, and statistically you're having a good year so far. What do you account that to? Why are you playing the way you are right now?
Just preparation, no confidence, just having fun with it.
Westlake High School's A.J. Terrell. He joins us here on the WaitForward.com hotline. All right, man, you got now 2 years under your belt. How tough was it for you to figure out and learn what Dean Pease wants to do on defense, or was it easy for you?
You know, just from day one, he, you know, just installed everything, you know, just coming from, you know, multiple teams, championship teams, and just being able to install all, you know, everything he know and putting it to us and just going out there and dominating and trusting our keys and just playing as one is just been a good thing for us so far. We just keep on building on it each week.
What do you see with the Dolphins, man? I mean, the London trip, first of all, before that, how was the London trip for you? I mean, was that your first time overseas, the experience? How did it go for you?
Yeah, it was my second time overseas. It was actually smooth, you know, just, you know, being in a different environment and different time zone and playing the game out there. It was just different, but, you know, something I look forward to again. It was fun.
Yeah. Now, what do you see with the Dolphins, man, and how they're trying to do things? You guys matched up with them, I guess it was in camp, right?
Yeah,
up there in practice, you know. Yeah, what are you seeing different now?
You know, just we got a couple games under our belt now, so just being able to go back and double back on film from our time up there in practice against them, and then now being able to pick up on things in games has just been an advantage for both sides. But, you know, just being able to have more film to look over and just get our game plan ready.
Falcons corner A.J. Terrell with us here live on Dukes and Bell. Yeah, because I don't know, A.J., what the practice is like, but it trickled back to us that, like, there was a lot of hitting, there was a lot of jive talking. Or was that just practice and guys are just happy to be able to beat up on somebody else other than their own teammates?
Yeah, you know, we have fun. You know, you got to spice it up a little bit out there and practice, you know, just having fun with it. That's just all we were doing at the time.
Yeah, I tell you what, there was word. I mean, like, we saw just snippets of, like, Calvin taking advantage of their DBs, right, seeing you shutting guys down. And, you know, those small clips, they get you hyped. You know, you start going, oh, my right. God, and you start seeing that stuff. Well, what is it that gives you the ability to have success against these top-notch receivers in the league?
Like I said, this preparation is just going out there and just having fun. The main thing, we go out there is having fun within the game and just competing.
Well, you will see Waddle for Alabama, Jalen Waddle, obviously. And, again, when you're playing at Clemson, you get to see all these dudes, man, LSU, Alabama. So, I mean, how much – by the way, I don't think we've asked you this. Do you like to talk trash when you're out there, or you just keep it all tight-lipped?
It depends, you know. It depends. Yeah, it depends.
So, in other words, if someone provokes you, you're going to return fire?
Yeah, I want to know what sets you off. What sets you off? What sets you off? Come on now.
Whatever, push a button. I don't know.
Right. See, my trigger is somebody calls me fat. I'm going to throw it out. Nobody's going to say that to you, obviously. You're a professional athlete.
Yeah, but AJ, don't listen to Mike, because the realistic thing is we both need to lose weight. So when somebody calls us that, we understand. It's AJ Terrell, guys, Atlanta Falcons corner, getting ready for the Dolphins this weekend. How hard has it been, or has it been hard at all, playing in front of your family and friends here in the A?
Oh, no, it ain't been hard at all, you know. Just it's been a blessing, of course, just playing in front of the city. But just going in and be able to lock in week in, week out, and just put everything to the side and just have fun with the guys out there and just compete.
It is Westlake High School's A.J. Terrell. And by the way, you know what's wrong with your Clemson Tigers?
I mean,
I know
that's a trigger, Mike.
I know. I've all seen it. We get him talking some smack. But, yeah, it just seems like they're not making things happen as much offensively as we expected Clemson to.
Yeah, you know, we just having a little minor hiccup right now. It's still early in the season. You know, still, you know, we known for being remembered in November, so we good.
Wow. We have known for being known or remembered in November. All right. I mean, listen, I don't know, man. Listen, you guys, while you were there, you had a great run. How many chips did you play for? Two chips?
Yeah, two.
Yeah, so, and for those who don't remember, AJ had a big pick six in one of those national championship games. He was a great corner for Clemson, so I know. We asked Grady the same thing. By the way, Grady owes us dinner with this Clemson bet that we made for him.
Yeah, so pass that along.
Yeah, couple of weeks back. AJ Terrell,
which
our guest,
versus Georgia?
Yeah, man, we took the dogs, man. We had to, you know.
You know, he was mad. He was like, I'm not coming off of my team. Are you crazy? So, anyway, he's got to drop. I know. I get it. He's got to drop some coin on a dinner for us, and Mike and I eat a lot. All right, AJ, as we talk about Dean Pease specifically, he has said about the DBs that some guys, and again, this, you know, we're not going to talk about names, but some guys had to learn and get acclimated to the defense. Do you feel like everybody is now? Do you feel like everybody's on the same page?
Yeah, well, you know, we on the same page. Like, you know, we growing each week, but it'll definitely get better. As we, you know, play more games throughout the week. So, you know, it's just a growing process still.
Yeah. Well, man, we appreciate the time today. We wish you nothing but the best against the Dolphins.
It's your boy, 2-7.
What's he talking about?
We're laughing, bro.
Richie Grant. What's up, Richie?
Hey, man. Yeah, we want to see Richie busting some skulls this weekend.
Tell
man.
Richie, man, we want to see him get a pick. All right? And you get a couple as well, brother. We appreciate you, man. AJ, have a good game, man. Thank you, bro.
All right.
That's AJ Terrell, guys.
And by the way, they're just getting off practice. Like, as you learned a few weeks ago, we had Mike Davis. When you're on vacation, we had Mike Davis on. And I was like, so Mike, I go, are you a guy that needs to get in a rhythm and more touches? Like, no, man, I don't need the ball that much. He went, ball! In the background, everybody was like, you know, ball, get out of here.
Because it's crap.
Like he's doing an interview. So it's always funny. The guys are getting their chops busted while they're coming off the practice field talking to us.
Well, you know what, too? And I'll say this. I mean, he is a confident guy, and I'm talking about AJ Terrell. First of all, you got to be confident to play that position. But secondly, we're in no position to be popping off and bragging about anything right now, right? I mean, we have a nice little run going here. If we can win on Sunday, Mike, we said this should be three in a row. It's
right.
It's not going to be because we didn't beat the Washington football team, but it should be three in a row. Hmm. But I'll say this, you know, if you're listening to that interview and you're like, man, he don't say a lot or whatever – AJ is a hell of a confident player, and I love the way he's playing right now. I don't care if he doesn't say anything, because he's becoming one of the best corners in the NFL.
I mean, the only slip-up would have been like that pass interference against the Jets, but luckily, you know, we came back with another drive and put the game away. But the stats do bear it out, and I know it's sometimes hard because, you know, Revis is the guy that you always was the measuring stick. And, yes, people want turnovers from their corners, but it's hard to get the turnover. I mean, I'm not making excuses, but they're just not going his way because he's doing that much of a shutdown job.
Well, and I gave the numbers last week. I don't know how much they changed from the Cowboy-New England game and our game in London, but, you know, everybody's talking about Diggs with the Cowboys, and rightfully so. He's got a lot of picks. I think he's got 6 now in the season. But teams are not throwing percentage-wise. A.J.'s played more. He's played more snaps. And teams, from a percentage-wise, are not throwing his way even more so than they are with Diggs. Now, is that going to change because Diggs is making plays? Maybe it does.
Right.
But the point is, if you were to compare their numbers, snaps, how many times teams have gone at them, our guy is right up there, man, is one of the tops in the league. We're talking about A.J. Terrell, guys.
Yeah, man, I know that Richie Grant's a guy that, like, if you just look at the tape, the guy is a playmaker, but there are some things, like, they can't put him out there. If he's going to be doing something, then that's Dean Pease's. Remember he said, was it week 2 or so? Like, the guy doesn't know the playbook. And I think we were all kind of shocked by how forthcoming Dean Pease was, but you can't put a guy out there if he's going to be a liability. Regardless of, as you and I were screaming, he's a top 50 pick. You got to get him on the field.
Yeah, and I hope he starts to make more plays. Richie Grant in college, guys,
ball hawk.
He was incredible. Always around the ball, always turning the ball, you know, getting to strips and turning the ball over. So that's the kind of player you can become in the NFL. But, Mike, you got to know where to line up.
Right.
You got to know what you're doing.
There are, and again, multiple sets, multiple defense, multiple two plays called at the same time. A lot of things that are going on, which I know at first fans are like, I don't want to hear that stuff. And look, the good news is, Carl, you said it. We could very easily be 3-2. And I don't know what the ceiling is for this team. I know that we're certainly getting more comfortable.
10 wins.
Well, you just said that we're getting more comfortable. Hey, I got it for 8. You got it for 10.
I mean, to come on.
I mean, look.
That's why the watching the football team game hurts so
no,
much.
No, I mean, you could argue in the schedule, as you said, you look at we thought Miami was going to be 5-1 when they played
That's
us.
Right.
Miami's a hot mess. We talked to Omar Kelly yesterday. There's all sorts of issues with the Dolphins, which they don't really seem to be able to have an answer for.
I'm more concerned, believe it or not, with our division because we've not seen the Saints yet.
Right.
We know Carolina, and here's the thing. Whether they have McCaffrey or not, they're still playing well. Mike, that defense is good. So.
Right.
Carolina's going to be in the mix, and if you ask people around the country, they're saying that they believe it's going to be Tampa and Carolina competing for this division. We'll see. But I'm more concerned about those games because I truly believe if you are going to make a run towards the playoffs, you can't get swept. You gotta split those games with the Saints. You got to split those games with Tampa.
Right.
And obviously with Carolina. But say what you want about Matt Rhule. We've made fun of, and I certainly have, of Nick Sirianni with the Eagles and Joe Judge with the Giants. Matt Rhule is getting it done.
Yeah, and part of the reason that Ed Orgeron is getting got at LSU is they couldn't keep Joe Brady. You know, Joe Brady, if there's that article that was written in The Athletic was talking about, he was really upset that, you know, there was a sense of loyalty with Orgeron and these guys, and Brady basically just said, hey, this is another stepping stone. I'm going to the NFL. Can't miss it.
It's Dukes and Bell, guys. We're live at State Farm Arena just talking and coming off the interview with A.J. Terrell, talking about our Falcons. And, you know, somebody asked me, Mike, last week, they said, I heard you and Mike talking about, you know, how well the team played or is playing right now, how well they look. Well, why do you think this is? What do you like? And I sat there and I was like, you know what? I could sit here and we could rip apart the team very easily and say there are all these areas that we should be better at. But the reality is we have to give this new coach, Dean Pease, we're talking about, his staff, these new players, a little bit of time. I think the mistake, okay, and whether it ends up hurting us or not, was they weren't willing to risk it in the preseason.
Right.
So you can literally look at those first two games of the season as an extension of the preseason, right? We came into game one. The first drive was great. It's scripted. 15 plays. Hey, this looks great. And then we don't do anything.
Right. Now, you could argue, and look, that's one thing. I think there's also, I think he would even agree, and he kind of did a few weeks ago when we asked him about it. There's a learning curve for coaches as well.
Yep.
And maybe in hindsight, maybe next year they'll handle the preseason a little bit differently. But it was such a young team with so many elements on the roster turned over that that's what they thought was the best way to go. Well, if you missed the interview with Arthur Smith yesterday, one thing we joked around, I was like, is this a butt-kissing question? How are you getting so much more out of Cordarrelle Patterson than nobody else? And you were laughing.
Like, well, no, I was like, because he's Arthur Smith.
Like, what am I, Eddie Haskell? Coach, you really are doing a great job. Well, CBS Sports did some stats on this. Cordarrelle Patterson, second in the team in rushing attempts, second in receptions, second in receiving yards, and first in total touchdowns.
Wow.
I mean, that's amazing numbers for this guy.
So what you're saying is, trigger coming. Yeah. He's been more valuable to this team this year than Julio has.
Yes. Well, he certainly is.
Is that what you're saying?
He is.
Are you saying that, Mike?
Are you asking me, is Cordarrelle Patterson a better athlete than Julio Jones?
I am asking you, is Cordarrelle Patterson a better athlete than Julio Jones?
Meanwhile, Squidbilly, our engineers, everybody's put their hands on their head. No, no.
I am asking you that.
For this team he is right now, this time and place, yes. I know one guy's got 5 touchdowns, one guy's got 0.
We're not making this up.
Who puts a 0, the O, in Julio? Julio does. Cordarrelle Patterson's got 5.
All right, man, we got NFL Blitz coming up. What else is going on around the NFL? We're live at State Farm Arena. It's Dukes and Bell. Thanks to A.J. Terrell from our Atlanta Falcons for stopping by. Corner A.J. Terrell and Richie Grant in the background saying 2-7. Hopefully those guys are making some plays on Sunday against the Dolphins, man. We need it. We need this game.
Yeah, man, I'm excited about getting down there. I love the Hard Rock Stadium. It looks like a chance of rain, looks like. So we get, you know,
changes
in South Florida. Yeah, most of the stands are covered, so it's always a good vibe down there. I know a lot of – I got a couple of texts from guys on Twitter, so I know there's a bunch of Falcon fans going down because it's a real – the way the Dolphins are playing, it's an inexpensive ticket if you're looking.
No doubt, man. Falcons and Dolphins right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game on Sunday, guys. And our coverage, you know, begins – of course, right here with John Chuckery, Hugh Douglas, 9 a.m., Wait For It Tailgate Show, 11 o'clock, Atlanta Falcons Radio Network, Chris Goforth, Harry Douglas, and then, of course, Wes and Dave will have the call for you from Hard Rock Stadium. Let's talk about what's going on around the league, guys. NFL Blitz brought to you by our friends at Priority Men's Medical Centers. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. Now, last week we told you 650,000 emails. There has to be something else in these emails. Well, slowly but surely, stuff is starting to trickle out. And the guy that John Gruden sent his emails to, Bruce Allen, apparently sent some inappropriate emails to people around the NFL. Now, per a source with knowledge of the contents of the trove of emails that I think people are still going through, by the way, but they found a questionable email that Allen sent out of a photo, Mike. It was depicted two scantily clad women. One was bent over. The other one was giving her a shot in the buttocks with the fake needle. And Allen wrote in the email, for our next meeting on HGH.
That Bruce Allen. Yeah, man, like I said, by the way, I'm just curious this whole process. Do the interns that are going through this for the law firm, they're going email, and how do they take all the interns' hours and add it to one billable hour for the attorney? And that's what the NFL.
That'll be 1,000 hours.
I was going to say, but no, it's just to go to comb through this nonsense. And as you said, like there's silly things that you send to your friends that if it's, you know, in the context of you and your buddies just horsing around or a group text.
Yep.
But you know, when it's the National Football League, you know, the stakes go a little bit higher, especially now you're into this investigation. Look, Bruce Allen's never going to work anywhere again in the league anyway.
No.
He was a cancer in Tampa and he was a cancer in Washington. One thing before all this started was many people outside the organization said that Dan Snyder should have gotten rid of Bruce Allen, but Bruce Allen was his right-hand man until he wasn't.
Show us the emails, NFL. Show us the emails.
I mean, unless the owners are just taking care of one of their own, because Lord knows, there's got to be some stuff there from come on. It's just... You know, and imagine this is some stuff that was actually sent via email over the cheerleaders. You know, we found out about those videos and pictures of the cheerleaders in various states of undress on the then Redskins cheerleader calendar.
Show us the emails.
Yes, we must see this information. Inquiring minds need to know.
So. Hey, tonight Case Keenum is going to start, Mike. It's his 31st start at quarterback since 1999. Now, here's the irony for Case Keenum. He was at the University of Houston going way back.
Right.
Case was there as like a freshman. And they were talking about how good this kid was going to be. And I remember meeting him and I was like, okay. And then he had a great college career. But Case Keenum has been a journeyman. He's been a journeyman for most of his career in the NFL. But, Mike, he's had quality starts.
So did he get the Vikings in the playoffs
that
year?
Yeah. He surely did. So the Browns are going to count on him to do something tonight with no Baker Mayfield. He was also in Indy, as Chris mentioned. But, you know, the thing is, every time you go, hey, he might be our starter, a team either drafted a quarterback or moved on.
It's kind of like the Chris Chandler thing. You got the job at Houston. Oops, Steve McNair. You've got the job at Atlanta. Of course, Mike Vick later on. But by the point, Chandler's career was winding down. But, yeah, the Minneapolis Miracle. He's the one who makes the throw when the Saints safety puts his head down, misses the tackle. Right.
Yeah.
And that was they lost to the Eagles in the NFC Championship game.
You like the Browns with Keenum at quarterback tonight?
No, I think the Browns are going to get smoked, don't you?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't. Well, let me rephrase
Denver,
that. The Broncos don't score any. Well, they don't score a lot of points, that's for sure. Von Miller's talking about killing people, old school 70s NFL, based on some of this turnover and offensive line for the Browns. They're without their two running backs, obviously Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt. You know, it's just. they're discombobulated, and as you said, Baker Mayfield, he says he's going to be able to play later this season. Some people are saying, you know, you're talking about the worst time ever to have a non-throwing shoulder, but a contract year for Baker Mayfield.
Yeah, well, if he wanted $40 million like that, he may not be getting $40 million. Speaking of Von Miller, let's hear what he said about killing people.
Pressure's on me to play well. I will play well. I don't know who the tackle is and I'm going against, but I'm going to kill him. I'm going to kill him and the other guy, too, on the other side. And I'm going to play extremely well, and I'm going to make plays for my team. And, I'm going to set us up to win this game for sure.
That's football terms now. Don't listen to us and be in your car. This show is violent. We're talking about a guy getting the better of another guy.
I could see some knucklehead on Twitter going, you know, that's totally inappropriate.
Yeah,
you're threatening physical violence.
So,
it's a very violent game. Again, it's kind of like a play page out of Mr. T in Rocky III. You know? My prediction, pain.
Yeah, I'm gonna kill you, Balboa. and moving on, man.
Now, then Von Miller did ask, hey, get yourself a real man.
What? Jared Goff, guys, he talked to the media about playing against the Rams. That's his former team. He's got to play well this weekend, Mike, and not just because of the Rams.
Right.
He has not played well. His coach, Dan Campbell, called him out to a certain degree last weekend after the Lions lost. He just has not performed at a high level, and Goff admitted that there's still some way to go, you know, and he's still upset, should I say, about the way the things ended.
Yeah, well, it just seems like there were two things that what you needed him to make plays, and I think McVay never threw him under the bus, but it's almost like there was a feeling like, we've set you up here, we're playing to your strengths,
yeah,
and you're not responding. He also had a bunch of turnovers, and that's one of the things which has continued, Carl, in Motown, is the dropsies. If you don't know the, because you're not following Detroit, why would you, right? But he's got 67% of the completions, okay, 7 touchdowns, 4 picks, but he's fumbled an NFL league high 6 times, Carl, losing 4 fumbles.
And when you see like players give all that they have, and you lose that way, it's tough.
Stop crying, Dan.
But I mean, it's just when you're in Detroit, you don't have any margin for error, let alone your quarterback putting the ball on the ground. So Goff is taking the "it's just another game" approach.
It's not.
No, it's just another game.
It can't be just another game.
I don't even know who those people are over there. No, he's just, that's the angle he's going with. He said, the easy win of the reality is we needed to win regardless of who we're playing this week, regardless of my history, Michael Brocker's history, and that with anyone on this team with the Rams. It's more of the reality is that we need to win and we can't focus on that.
Wow.
Well, we'll be better for it, you know. And there again, credit Minnesota, but.
Hey, speaking of focused on the matter at hand, Jalen Waddle says, we're focused on playing the game, not trade rumors, as obviously word has gotten to the Dolphins locker room about the Deshaun Watson rumors.
Yeah, Waddle, why don't you make some plays? He's done nothing, Mike. Jalen Waddle was supposed to be a difference maker.
Wasn't this the first week they actually got him involved last week against the Titans? Against the Jaguars?
What has Jalen Waddle done, Bo? 70 yards, 2 touchdowns?
Yeah. Last week in London. Shh. In the losing effort.
Yeah, here's the deal. I know he's returning punts as well, I think. Sure. I thought he would be one of those guys, like a Swiss Army knife, Mike.
Right.
Put him all over the field. He's doing all these different things. And wasn't it Omar Kelly who said they turned him into a possession receiver?
Correct. And that's the guy who covers the Dolphins down there for the South Florida Sun Sentinel.
Look, he's got 37 catches, 3 touchdowns. That's 3 more than a receiver in Tennessee right now. So he's doing something.
See,
more,
now,
you know
what? Why are you going to go there?
You know what? We need to get Mr. Voice.
Not,
we need Mr. That's Voice, right. A new promo. More than Julio. We'll just insert the name in here.
Productive.
No, but Waddle, but he's a guy, though. People, the remember the expectation was that of all the guys, Devontae Smith might have been the Heisman, but Waddle had the much higher ceiling.
Ceiling, yes.
But are they getting the most out of him in Miami, and how much of that is on Tua, you know,
and
up until
way,
last week?
The guy we had on, A.J. Terrell, how much is he going to be matched up on Waddle this Sunday?
Right.
I'm curious. I don't know if that, you know, again, if that's going to be an exclusive thing, we're going to have to wait and see. Dukes and Bell, it's our NFL Blitz. Hey, Vince Dooley's going to join us, guys, in about 10 minutes. Stay tuned for that. The legendary Vince Dooley will talk to us about the Dogs.
Never won the Super
Florida.
Bowl with Julio.
Yes, we know.
Hey, man, Tom Brady says last year's loss to the Bears, it was an opportunity. Remember, that was a game where he didn't know what the snap, down
he,
a distance
he
was.
He looked old in that game for the first time, right? He forgot.
It literally did look like he was having some CTE right there on the field. I'm not trying to make light of that, but one of the biggest mistakes, you know, happened when he threw that incomplete pass, and it was the last play of the game. And he didn't know what – a lot was made. He didn't know what it was fourth down.
Here's Tom Brady talking about his mortality.
I'm not going to play for another 6 to 10 years. And I think my point was physically it's – I feel like I've done a great job in order to put myself in a position to play as long as I want physically. But emotionally, I realize, you know, there's a lot of things that take away from my time and energy. And I think – you know, spending time with my family and I'm going to play as long as I can. You know, when I feel like I'm not a championship level quarterback and I'm able to prepare at a championship level, then I'll try something different.
Wow. All right. Well, I think we all kind of knew he's not going to play 6 to 10.
Right.
Is he going to play two more? Maybe.
Wow.
But, guys, they're 5-1. The Bears go to Tampa this weekend. I suspect they'll be 6-1 after this game because, again, this is a learning curve for Justin Fields and the Bears.
Right.
Brady's playing at a high level. There's nothing you can say about it.
There are some injuries, though. Now, again, it has nothing to do with Tom Brady, but on the Buccaneers secondary, they're a little banged up. Remember, they went and got Richard Sherman.
He's
banged
hurt.
Up.
Yeah.
They've gone through, literally, they're going through practice squad guys and bringing guys in off the street. So if Fields can have some time, a big play. But I'm with you. That front seven should be able to do their thing against Chicago, certainly. Meanwhile, we talk about Deshaun Watson and the Miami rumors and rumors for anywhere else. J.J. Watt in an interview saying that Texans are a different team than I remember, and how can they not be? Dwayne Brown, Watt, Hopkins, Fuller, Deshaun Watson, Clowney, Whitney Merciless.
Yeah.
The team that missed their window, right?
It's true, Mike. All those names, all those players were pretty much first-round draft picks, and they went through a stretch where once they got Deshaun, they thought that would be the difference maker.
Right.
He was only there for a few years, guys. He played last year, obviously, but he's not playing this year. Yeah, that is a team that missed their window with those stars.
Here's a great factoid. This is from Pro Football Talk. Give them credit. They had a 24-0 lead against Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs. 2019. Since then, they lost the game 51-31. Obviously, the Chiefs just poured it on. Since then, Carl, the Texans are 5-17.
Here's what's crazy this weekend, and Chris Turtle, man, he alluded to this today on our text message. We will give you our picks tomorrow. And he was like, this group of games is crap. Here's an example. Arizona's an 18-point favorite over the Texans. Now, I want you to think about that. This is the NFL. I know the Texans are bad. But is Arizona going to beat the Texans by 3 touchdowns on Sunday? Now, here's the thing. D-Hop wants revenge.
Yes.
Watt wants revenge. You've got a lot at play in that game. But I don't know if I'd bet that game, if I'd take 17.5 with the Cardinals.
Right. It's mind-blowing. If you're a fantasy owner between the bye weeks and some of the injuries right now, you should see some of the guys. I'll talk about it later in Guy Talk. But, yeah, it's just one of those parts of the season, Carl. A lot of injuries, a lot of mismatches because a lot of teams going the wrong way.
The legendary Vince Dooley set to join us next, guys. We'll talk to Coach about what's going on with the Dogs. Everything looks like it's moving in the right direction. Next up, the Florida Gators. It's Dukes and Bell.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Game 5 tonight, Braves, Dodgers, 8:08, first pitch. It's Dukes and Bell. We are live at State Farm Arena, where tonight our Hawks have their home opener, guys, against Luka Doncic and the Mavs. And we're going to talk more about that coming up. We're also going to let you hear what John Collins had to say, not only about his contract, but about this team, because the expectations are high. We are waiting an opportunity to talk to Vince Dooley. He's going to join us here in just a few minutes. The legendary Vince Dooley, brought to you by Kroger. With Kroger delivery and free pickup, it's easy to get ready for tailgating. Kroger, fresh for everyone. As we've been talking about the Braves today, if you're just joining us, it was just so good to see last night all the things that happened. And Eddie Rosario, Eddie,
right.
He was absolutely incredible last night, guys. Three runs, he had four RBI, a couple of home runs. And the one late, Mike, as I said, just it was that punch, that knockout punch for the Dodgers.
I mean, to put them down seven runs, and it's just unbelievable to see how a team – it's funny, if you heard the show yesterday, Carl and I, like real fans, we were kind of down to the dumps hearing about the injuries that Hanoa couldn't go.
The bullpen.
Really didn't like the idea of Dansby leading off, and and Snicker, to his credit, he just played that one perfectly.
Smiley was great as well. More on the Braves. Let's talk to the legendary Vince Dooley. Coach, first and foremost, how are you feeling? We heard you had a fall. How are you doing?
Well, I don't come back quite as fast as I used to. Let's put it that way. So, I was doing a little exercise, and part of my balancing exercise was a back pedal. I was a pretty good back pedaler when I was playing, but I think I have retired from that position from now on, because when you back pedal, you don't need to have a rug sticking up behind you where you trip over it. Which is what I did. And then it hurt like a dickens. But then I said, you know, it's getting better, so I think I'll finish the exercise. That wasn't too smart either. But anyway, I've had an operation. Some call it a procedure. If you weren't being operated on, it's an operation. And it hurts. It's going to take a while.
Well, we hope you feel better. Tell Barbara next time she wants you out of the house, she doesn't have to do that to you, right? I mean, but no, so did you get to watch the game? Did you get to watch the Kentucky game in a hospital bed?
Yeah. One of the great things about this is that when they said you should go ahead and operate because it'll heal itself in 6 months, but you've risked the danger of breaking it, and if that happens, then you're really in bad trouble. So I had the operation Friday. So Saturday, I had a hospital room to myself, by myself, and I turned on the television at 11 o'clock. I didn't feel anything in the hip because it hadn't worn off yet. But from there all the way up to when the bottle throwing took place in Knoxville, I watched football and, of course, mainly Georgia football.
Right on.
It is Coach Vince Dooley, guys, here on Dukes and Bell. Well, Coach, we are glad that you're doing well, that you're recovering, and you feel good. That when Mike and I saw that, we were like, we wanted to know how you were doing. So that is great news. Let's talk about what you saw as you were watching this game. I mean, Kentucky, Coach, they are a tough team. You talked about it. They tried to do some different things, but Georgia's defense was just too stout.
Well, they've always been tough. It goes all the way back when we first came. They're a bruising team, and Kirby has found the same thing, and Mark Rick. When you come back from playing Kentucky, you bruised up a little bit, and that is true. But they've got a better football team overall. The quarterback is pretty daggone good. He can throw the ball pretty good. They got a running back. Their line of scrimmage is really good. So they're a good team, and we beat a good team. And, in fact, we're such a good team, it scares me a little bit. It really does as I look to the future. I mean, I got to restrain myself from being too excited, but you can't help but be excited about this football team. Not only is it talented, I mean, it is very talented, but it has the intangible qualities of wanting to be a champion. So those things add up to a lot of optimism on my part and the part of a lot of Georgia people.
Well, they just, as you said it, they're getting better, and the challenges are changing each week. You know, from a physical Arkansas team to go on the road, winning a place like Auburn. And I was sitting behind the players' bench. I said to Carl that you could hear the pads popping, Coach. Real physical play. And then Stetson Bennett with one of the prettiest passes you're ever going to see to Brock Bowers. I mean, that was an NFL-quality throw.
Well, He's amazed me, and he's amazed everybody else. But you can't deny that the guy's got some intangible qualities as well, good leadership. He moves about, very mobile, and he throws the ball well. We need to get him out of the pocket, you know, a little more than normal. But nevertheless, he has just done great. And looks like JT is to Daniel is getting better each week. But Kirby has got to make a decision about the quarterback. And he doesn't have to make it right now. He's got another week to make it. But right now, it looks like that Bennett is a quarterback and JT is standing by with Carson Beck and even Vandegrift. We got some good quarterbacks.
Coach, is that what you would do? I mean, in your coaching tenure, would you just simply play the best guy? Or do you as a coach feel obligated at any point to play a guy that maybe you've committed to and said, hey, you're our quarterback, and then something like this happens, do you just stay the course?
Well, you can't ever overcommit to anything. You know, you've got to have enough flexibility to make decisions at the right time and not make them too early, I think. And Kirby has done a great job of that. He'll wait sometime right on up to game time. You don't know who's going to be the quarterback. But because he doesn't have to make those decisions early. But certainly if you watch practice, you can tell who's getting the reps. And in most cases in the last couple of weeks, Bennett has been getting most of the reps. So he's in better shape than Daniels to start. But JT has been out for, gosh, almost a month, I guess. Again, that's a decision that he doesn't have to even think about it until next week.
It is Coach Dooley with us, guys, brought to you by Kroger. With Kroger delivery and free pickup, it's easy to get ready for tailgating. Kroger, fresh for everyone. On the flip side, Coach, folks have even started to talk about Jordan Davis for Heisman. I know it's almost impossible for a defensive player to get even consideration these days, but how impressed are you? He was taking 2-3 guys on at a time and opening things up for everybody else on Saturday.
Well, that's another amazing thing. I mean, I think everybody thought he was going to be a good player, but he surpassed what is just a good player. He's a great player at this point in time. And other people around him are playing extremely well in that line. And then the speed of the linebackers. It's got more speed. And I think, again, at this point, I said it maybe last week, that I think this is the best Georgia defense that I've seen, and I've seen a lot of good ones over the time. But they're not only talented, but again, they're playing with these intangibles that make for a champion. So, it's so good, it's a little bit scary.
It is. Coach, it is. I mean, we don't want to go overboard. We're trying not to as well. But listen, if you're a football fan and Coach, you've been doing this all your life, you know a good team when you see one. And this is a damn good team we got. So I'm with you. I'm trying not to get ahead of myself. Let's talk about what's next, though, and that's the Florida Gators. We know Coach Mullen and the Gators would do and want nothing more than to put a damper on this season that we're having. Coach, they haven't been as good as we thought, but that doesn't mean they won't play the dogs hard, right?
Well, they do. They will. They definitely will. And the strange things have happened down in Jacksonville. If you just look at the LSU game, you're scratching your head saying, you know, where's this Gator team that I know is pretty daggone good and can play well? But they did play well against LSU, though LSU had a lot to do with that. But at the same time, they've got some athletes. They've always had athletes in Florida. And when you go down and play in that ball game, and I've been on both sides of the fence in that respect, anything can happen. So, yeah, Kirby is still taking advantage of the off week to make his team better and to get ready for Florida when the time comes.
Coach had a 6-game winning streak in that rivalry down there in Jacksonville.
I'll take it.
That's one of his many winning streaks he had against the Florida Gators.
6 years in a row?
Yeah. Goes from 1978 to 1983.
Ownership. Yeah. Ownership.
Yeah, I mean, he had Buck and he had Herschel. He had some pretty good guys on those teams.
Well, he did. He sure did. And I tell you, our team liked to play Florida. They liked to go to Jacksonville. You know, I'd come into the meeting on Monday when we got ready for the ball game, and the players seemed to sit a little bit taller. Their head was up and their eyes were open. You know, you could just tell the excitement. They felt good about going down and playing the Gators in Jacksonville. And I think that's extremely important, is that you want to be in that ball game. It's a big, big ball game, and it certainly is a big, big ball game again for Georgia.
Coach, get some rest, relax, and enjoy the time off as we get ready for Florida. We're going to talk to you next week. We'll talk about some of the keys and some of the things that we'll look for in this game. It's good to know you're doing well, Vince Dooley. Thank you again for joining us as always, Coach.
Yeah, yeah. In the meantime, go Braves. Elbows broke my heart the other night. But last night, boy, what a comeback. So I'm all excited again and looking forward to the next game.
Oh, we hear that. Guys. We are too.
Thanks, Coach. He sounds great. I mean, we were a little concerned because it happened after, you know, we got done, you know, on Thursday, Friday, as Coach said. So, yeah, it's, you know, hairline fracture to his hip. So, you know, better be safe than sorry. And he sounds great.
Again, brought to you by Kroger, Vince Dooley. With Kroger delivery, free pickup, it's easy to get ready for tailgating, guys. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
It's funny. So, Sean Carl, I got the Wikipedia page of the rivalry, and it's like Dooley years. Goff years, all Florida wins. Donnan years, all Florida. And then you finally get to Rick, then it evens out a little bit. And then Kirby, as we know, that Kirby, they did lose last year, but Kirby has gone 4-2. 3-2, I should say.
Yeah, well, and the way things are going, Kirby's going to continue to win in this rivalry. We'll tell you why. If you think this team is good, well, they could be better moving forward. We'll explain coming up on Dukes and Bell.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.